many of you are aware, glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth has quickly become the most problematic pest in all of agronomic crops in the state of Georgia. It is also becoming more common throughout the Cotton Belt. And in the state of Georgia, it is spreading throughout our state. Whether that's spreading from a single population or we're finding new populations, we really don't know, or if it's a combination of that. But the bottom line is we're having a major problem, and it seems to be growing exponentially. Once you obtained resistance, at least in the state of Georgia, for all practical purposes, you've lost the ability to manage a pest that was once controlled for $3 or $4 or $5 per acre. For example, when you put 88 ounces of Wellamax to the same pigweed when it's 1 inch, 4 inches, and 12 inches, you have lost the ability to even determine that there was a cotton crop in that field, and that is a grower field. So our objective, because we have been struggling very badly in managing this pest, especially in those areas where we found resistance 2 and 3 years ago, was to determine if an Ignite-based program could be more effective than a Roundup-based program, and our focus is really on dryland cotton. In Roundup-ready cotton, where we have irrigation and we can activate the residual herbicides, we have a much better opportunity of harvesting our crop. However, where it's dryland and we don't get timely rains, we seem to be in a scenario of not knowing whether or not we're going to harvest our crop, which is quite devastating. Now, I'm going to show you results from two experiments that we conducted. They were both in Macon County, and they were maybe 5 miles apart from one another. Now, I do want to point out, at both the sites and the data that I'm going to show you, it's very important that you realize, number one, the population of seed in these fields, again, grower fields, is severe. But also, you'll see that at least a conservative estimate of 98% of the population is resistant to glyphosate, and it's resistant at very, very high levels. As you can see, even at 264 ounces of Wellamax per acre, we can't control all the plants, even when they're 2 inches tall at time of application. So the data that I'm showing you, again, this is real world, this is our grower situation, but it's not low levels of resistance, and it's not a low percentage of the population. This is a bad deal, but we've got many, 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 many acres now facing this challenge. Our experiment, essentially, we had two technologies, which was our Roundup Ready cultivar and our Liberty Link cultivar, and we had 6 herbicide systems, basically as the whole plot. The whole plot would have been 4 rows by 30 feet. And then what we did is we either cultivated or we didn't cultivate, splitting that whole plot into a subplot. Now, when you look at the herbicide treatments, and again, keep in mind our goal was to compare the Ignite-based systems to the Roundup-based systems in this experiment. Obviously, 555 is currently king in the state of Georgia, so that was our choice for our Roundup-ready cultivar. We had either Prowl or Prowl plus Reflex as our pre-emergence options, and then we followed with 2 applications of Roundup Weathermax, Weathermax plus Dual or Staple, followed by Weathermax, and then everything got a timely lay-by application of Direx plus MSMA. And I used the rates that are appropriate for our area, which are the full use rates on our soil types. In the Liberty Link program, obviously we used a Liberty Link cultivar, Fibromax 1735. The exact same program as far as herbicides, except for obviously I switched the Roundup Weathermax with the Ignite. But other than that, everything's the same, so we could compare these systems to one another in our situation. Now, we, again, forgot where the cultivator was. Just like that guy was saying yesterday, he had to go find it. We pulled a cultivator out just because we're desperate. So we cultivated, not really knowing what we were doing at the time, but in the study we designed that we were going to cultivate twice, and we cultivated 10 days after our post 1 application, and we cultivated again 10 days after our post 2 application, just to see if we could improve control with this cultivation. So a few things you need to know, again, with this program. Our pre-emergence applications were made the day we planted. We planted into good moisture. We got a good cotton stand, but we did not get rainfall until 17 days after application. So the herbicides applied at planting were not activated until that 17 days. At the same time, we did have the good stand of cotton come up. We had a small percentage of our Palmer amaranth emerge prior to that residual herbicides being activated. So keep that in mind when you look at the data. Our post one application, very timely. Our Palmer amaranth was 2 to 4 inches, and this 4 inches will come back, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, but 2 to 4 inches, which in the past was way too timely, and now it may not be timely enough. Again, remember the staple medulla went in with our first application of whether it was Ignite or Roundup, but we didn't have rainfall to activate the residual component of that herbicide for 21 days. Again, we're in the South Georgia, which, and where we're at, it's part of the desert of South Georgia. Our post two applications, 6-leaf cotton, we went over top. We had 2-inch Palmer amaranth in plots where we controlled the original germinating Palmer amaranth. Those that we didn't control were 10 or 12 inches or larger. All right, as we look at percent glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth control, and everything I'm going to show you is essentially at harvest. And the way I've got the slide set up, because there's so many data points, first of all, we're going to compare the Ignite and Roundup-based programs looking at prowl pre-emergence. And our post one and post two applications, for example, this is two applications of Wellamax, post one and post two. Our next treatment is Wellamax plus dual or staple followed by Wellamax post. And the same scenario with the Ignite-based programs on the right hand of your slide. And keep in mind, we did lay by and we were extremely timely. Right off the bat, you'll see our application of prowl followed by Weathermax, followed by Weathermax, followed by Direx plus MSMA. We couldn't tell the difference between it and the check it in the later year. When we added dual in that program, we saw no benefit, which one would expect because essentially we had palm amaranth emerge before the dual was up. We couldn't control it with the Weathermax. The dual never got activated, or at least for 21 days didn't get activated. So we really saw no benefit in control in this dry land production scenario. Now, staple added it to the program. We only saw a boost in control of about 30%. This is scary to us because for the last 2 years, we've had to use staple to try to salvage some of our fields. Sometimes we're effective, sometimes we're not. But in this scenario, staple did not provide us a great benefit. Clearly, you can see the Ignite-based programs were much more effective. They were not effective enough to control palm amaranth. You've heard Dr. York, Dr. Murdoch, Dr. Hayes all say, if we don't have 98% control of this pest, we don't have enough control. So clearly we're not good enough, but we're certainly better than what we are with the Roundup-based programs. Now, also in the Ignite program, you see the staple really didn't benefit us. So our challenge now, and at this location, we're starting to see a problem, and my growers are also starting to see a problem, of where we think, and we're confirming that we have multiple resistance to both the glyphosate and ALS chemistry. This is an example of another study where we've got the full use rate of Weathermax and the full use rate of Staple LX treating 2-inch palm amaranth in good growing conditions. If you double that, it was a little better, but we still got a major problem. If you double those rates, we've still got a major problem where you've got 88 ounces of Weathermax and 10 ounces of staple. And this is very close to the study that I'm currently showing you the data. So we may be having a problem with that, and that's why staple's not helping us in that scenario. In fact, in that trial, we had to go to 176 ounces of Weathermax and 15 ounces of staple LX to manage this population of Palmer amaranth with topical herbicides. Now, what I've done is essentially we've got the same slide you previously had with the prowl, but I added reflex in. So where we added the reflex pre-emergence, keep in mind we didn't get a timely rainfall, the benefit you see is that blue color. And if the reflex improved control, it's marked with the asterisk. So you can see the reflex helped out the Roundup program, including staple, and all the Ignite-based programs of about 9 to 15%. When we added cultivation, we saw a significant boost in control. Keep in mind drought, residual herbicides not being activated, but cultivation was probably the most important factor in the study. And we saw a boost in control with some of the Roundup, some of the Ignite-based programs of at least 94%. This is just an example on your left, a Roundup program with prowl reflex, no timely rainfall, the pigweed that emerged early, we could never control them. However, on the right-hand side, when we cultivated, and you can see the ones that we didn't get with the cultivator, obviously were going to survive, but we cultivated as close as we could, and it was clearly a challenge. The Ignite-based program gave us more opportunities. We were effective on Palmer amaranth, 2 inches or less. It's hard to see in this slide, but there's several Palmer that were 3, especially 4 inches, that looked dead, that did not die, and came back and visited us later. But it was very effective on 2-inch Palmer and smaller, pretty good up to 3, but anything 3 and larger, we were not effective as far as complete control. When we cultivated, we were able to take those that were going to survive out. Picture later in the year comparing the Weldamax system versus an Ignite-based system. Clearly, in this site, dry land production, we were more effective with the Ignite program. Now, when you added the situation of prowl, reflex, and cultivation, we really weren't more effective with the reflex than just having the cultivation. The cultivation was the key, at least in this experiment. If you look at yield just like you would anticipate, where you had your prowl alone at planting, we couldn't harvest any of the Roundup Ready cotton. In the Ignite-based programs, we were able to harvest seed cotton. We did not have a great year in this part of the world. Seed cotton, we harvested a little over 1,000 pounds of seed cotton. However, if you added the cultivation into that, we saw a tremendous increase in yield production because of the cultivation picking up an additional 25-30% control in Palmer amaranth, and it was huge. Now, we often catch a little ridicule because of our small plots, and this is obviously a significant scenario, especially since our growers want to grow Delta Pine 555. But we wanted to go out and see if we could do this in more of a grower practice. So we went and we got extremely large plots, 12 rows by 1,200 feet, and we went in and we compared three Ignite-based programs, either nothing down, reflex, or direct reflex, two timely applications of Ignite, and again, a timely lay-by. But we wanted to see if we could make the Ignite-based program work in a grower situation. Now, in the fall of 2006, I think this is probably one of the fields, at least in the state of Georgia, that has the greatest level of resistance and is also one of our better farmers. This is a really good farmer that hasn't been able to pick this field in several years because we can't manage this glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. The reason I was saying that is because this is the field that we chose to do our trial. We went into it in 2007 and conducted the data I'm getting ready to show you. When you were mid-season, you had your soil applied down. Again, different time and everything, but we went 17 days again without activation of our residual herbicides. But even going 17 days when we had nothing down, reflex or direct plus reflex, followed by a single application of Ignite, we clearly saw a tremendous benefit with the residual herbicide and including the single application of Ignite. Now, if we added the other application of Ignite and a timely directed application, you can see in our soil applied programs we had excellent control. And here's just an example. The same field I just showed you a picture of, on your left is a non-treated we left. On the right are some of our programs, but the key here and the difference between this location and the other is no Palmer amaranth was ever larger than 2 inches when we sprayed our Ignite. And when we did that, it was extremely effective. So in conclusion, I didn't mention a word about any other weed. Morning glory is present in all of our fields, but it's now so insignificant, we just don't spend time with it. But all programs provided excellent control of all weeds, including morning glory. We did obtain greater control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth in our Ignite-based programs. Now, there are still significant limitations to the adoption of the technology where we can use Ignite-based programs, cultivar selection being number one. Number two is the ability for our growers to be timely enough to spray 2-inch Palmer amaranth. There are many growers that will probably try this, have 5-6-inch Palmer amaranth, and it will be a disaster for them. Cultivation was very important in both of our technologies. The only Roundup Ready cotton we were able to pick included cultivation. The greatest yields and the greatest control was obtained with Liberty Link programs and cultivation. With Delta Pine 555, again, remember, it's the staple of cotton production in Georgia, and our growers want to grow Delta Pine 555, but the only way we're going to do it once we obtain resistance levels like this would it be including tillage, development of new herbicide chemistry, which we all know is not going to happen in the near future, or the ability to manage water. So if you can irrigate and or you're willing to cultivate and send some people out to pull some pigweed, you might have a chance. Otherwise, you're challenged. Obviously, we're also facing the battle of losing Delta Pine 555. Once Delta Pine 555 is no longer available, and if there's not as much difference between the agronomic components, then the other technologies with Ignite may be more adopted by our growers. And we'd certainly like to thank those that supported all of us in our development of this work. Click again.
One quick question.
Anybody got one quick question? Can you hit that again?
Let's thank our speaker.